Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Alexi podcast, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Last week, I made an episode dedicated to financial freedom, developing financial independence, and emphasizing that, especially as a young female, and how important that is. It was a pretty formal episode in realm to what I typically do. And to balance things out, I wanted to do a really chill, easy, breezy, call with a friend style life update, casual fun episode. It's summertime, you know, August just began, and I'm loving this summer. I'm in Los Angeles, and typically I like to take a trip during the summer, but now that I live in such a sunny, warm climate, I've really enjoyed spending the whole summer here, which is unusual. And I think I want to continue that as a little tradition for myself. I think summer in California, that's when the city really makes sense. Yes, it's nice, quote unquote, all year round, which is not necessarily true. But specifically in the summer, especially because it hasn't been too hot, granted, I don't live in the valley or anything, but it's been beautiful. It's been so good. And I've just been reading and hanging out with friends, going on long walks, eating good food, hanging out at pools, going out a little bit. I'm also working, which feels great. That is one fun thing where I feel very relaxed and in a good groove. I don't know. It's very strange to be self-employed and still feel like you get to have summers and breaks. You know what I'm saying? Because technically my work is the same work that I do during the winter, but in the summer it just feels that much more fun. It's like, if I'm going to be checking my emails, I may as well just check them on the deck. Why not check them at the pool? If that's an option, why would I not do that? And I love pools. I've been in two pools in the last 7 days. And that, my friends, is part of the Lexi Lombard summer. If you haven't listened to that episode, essentially it's pool, beach, another pool, book, walk, park. And that's definitely what I've been doing. I go to the park multiple times a week. I'm just outside the most that I am any time of year during the summer, naturally. And yes, you could argue that's because of the warmth, but I would argue that it's because of the long days. I love the sun setting later and getting to spend so much time outside. If anyone has a good mosquito repellent, though, please let me know, because I've been eaten alive. And this is California. It's not even East Coast, and I'm still getting eaten alive. And the mosquitoes are not nearly the same. So if you have something that really works, please let me know. Leave it in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. Anything that will help, that would be fabulous. I also think because I've been hanging out outside a lot more, I've been smoking a bit more, rolling a little spliff, doing my thing, having a little vodka seltzer. I go through phases. It's just the natural flow, and it feels good to just roll something up, listen to good music. Last night, I had friends over for dinner. I've been starting this new tradition of Monday night dinners at my house, which feels good to have neighbors over, friends over, cook something. We had burgers last night, and then my neighbors downstairs came up. We were hanging out, and then maybe a group of six of us went on a long little sunset walk, got ice cream, came back, watched the Olympics, had a good time. It was relaxing. I like this tradition of Monday night dinners because I've just come from the farmer's market on Sunday. I have all this fresh produce. That's a way that I can be social and reward myself with a little fun after a work day, but then still be cooking at home and hanging out at home. Feels good. I highly recommend. I encourage it. I think it's a fun tradition. If you're in school and you have friends that live on campus near you, it's fun. Just something casual, because it's not a rager by any means. You know, it's not a pregame. We're just having dinner, but it feels fun. Hang on, I need to take a ginger shot because I don't know what that, I'm getting a little scratchy throat, little allergy, something. I'm not this much of a bitch. Maybe I am. This one's really strong. It's the pressed juice wellness shot, and it's just ginger, lemon, and cayenne. There's no little juice to cut it, no orange juice, no pineapple juice, not even turmeric. No, not the owner of this house walking past me as I'm doing that. Because I record this episode at my network studio, but the network studio is attached to the founder of the studio's house, or the founder of the company's house. So sometimes he'll walk by as I'm recording. So hi, Jeremy, if you're watching this, because literally as I was making my face, I see him out of the corner of my eye. Nice. Last week was really fun. One of my best friends from Paris was in town and she was staying with me. And that girl and I can chill. There's no one that I can chill with the same way that I can chill with Camille. We're always on the same page. Simultaneously to being able to chill together, we're also incredibly efficient. She had a brand deal she needed done. I had a brand deal we needed done. We did them both, I would say, an hour. So quick. If we're about to make food, we go to the grocery store, we get everything we need so efficiently, so quickly, go home, cook it, sit down. We're always listening to music, we're always relaxing, or we're getting shit done. It's such a good groove her and I have. So it's been nice to have her around, because sometimes when you have friends visit, it will take you away from your routine, whereas she fits right into my routine so seamlessly. And also, we've been listening to my playlist a ton in a vintage convertible. I posted it on the Patreon. I'll leave a link for you in the show notes. I'll also leave a link for the Patreon in the show notes. Loving it. Loving it. Also posted a book recommendation in the Patreon this morning. I'm trying to post in the Patreon every single day, even if it's not just podcasts or videos. It's like my own little everything channel. It's like my Instagram, my YouTube channel, a blog. It feels like a blog to me, honestly. And then I have another friend staying with me right now. She's swapping with my roommate. So I think she's staying maybe the whole month. And then one of my best friends from home in New York, Helen Ann, is coming to stay with me this weekend. Can everyone make fun of Helen Ann in the comments and tell her how dumb she is for only coming for 2 days? She's landing Thursday night, leaving Sunday night. Come on, 2 full days in California from New York. I was telling her, I was like, buy a flexible ticket. Buy a flexible ticket. She also had the audacity to ask if she should stay in a hotel. No, I'm offended. I love you with my whole heart. You're going to come visit me on this side of the country and ask if you should stay in a hotel? I'm offended you don't want to sleep in my bed. I'm offended you don't want to sleep in my house. ASMR of me shaking the ginger shot because I certainly didn't finish it. Anyway, I'm just kidding, Helen Ann. I love you. And then my friend John is visiting at the end of the month. So August is going to be exciting. Also, one of my best friends was just in Hawaii last week, and my grandma wants to go to Hawaii in January. And seeing his trip, I was obsessed. I love Hawaii. It is so gorgeous. And my grandma's so cool. Her and her friends go every, I guess it's slowed down a little bit as I've gotten older, but they used to go every January and they would all stay at the same hotel. And it's this big hotel where they have like multiple restaurants and things. And they would just vacation together every year. And that is sick. I went with her 1 year and I might go again with her this upcoming year. So if I can, then I want to stretch it out and have my friends come to Hawaii as well. I do a little family trip, a little friend trip, because don't get me wrong, love you, Lola. But if I want to be scaling some mountains, you know, I don't know if you're the best fit for it. If you want to be chilling on a lounge chair reading a book, that's my girl. That's my girl. But if I want to be waterfall hiking, grandma's probably not the best partner for that. So if I can make both work, I will. And normally, I don't live on the West Coast. And now that I do, the flight to Hawaii, that cuts off 6.5 hours. I wouldn't say easy breezy, but definitely easier. I don't know. I'm just excited for the future. Feeling good. Working a lot. Guys, I have to brag. Okay, so I'm working with this brand called Minus 196. It's a Japanese vodka seltzer. And it's called Minus 196. This is not an ad. I just want to explain why it's called Minus 196. Because this is so classic Japan living in 2050 when we're all in 2024. They take a fruit. So one of the flavors is peach. They take a whole fruit. Then they freeze it at negative 196 degrees Celsius. And then it turns into a powder, and then they infuse that into the vodka seltzer. So then it tastes like the fruit, but it's super low sugar. Besides the point, I'm hanging out on my balcony with some friends, -196 arrives. I knew I had to create a reel for it. The way that that was considered a job, vodka seltzers arrived at my door, and my job was to record me and my friends having them. Easy breezy. We just had such a casual afternoon. It was probably like 4:30, 5 p.m., a little happy hour moment, maybe cut a little early. Just drinking on the balcony as we would. And then I just got to make a video for it. So that's going up this week, I'm pretty sure. Knock on wood. I also have a brand that I'm working with where I take their little supplements at night. They basically gave me free rein. I'm on a few-month contract with them, and I can pick any of the products that I want and then incorporate them in any way I want. I love that. That's unusual. Sometimes brands are really strict. This brand was like, pick what you like, talk about it exactly how you want to. And so I did a little night routine, and I think that's going up probably tonight. Depends when you're watching this. It might already be up. So I'm just doing my night routine, take the little sleep supplement that I would anyway. It's just to give myself a pat on the back. I feel real blessed right now. People will try to defend how difficult influencer work is. Sure, it could be tedious. Maybe it's unnatural for you. But right now, in this stage of my life, it feels good. I feel blessed. I am thanking my lucky stars, let me tell you, because I am having fun with this. This is nice. So, feeling grateful. Also, my California ID arrived. If anyone's been listening to the podcast, you'll know that I failed my driver's license. It was more challenging than expected, but I did it on the third time, and my license has arrived. It kind of looks fake. California's licenses are so saturated in color. Like, my skin looks really tan, my lips look really red, the background is bright blue. My Virginia state license, it effectively looks like a 15-year-old taking a mugshot because you're not allowed to smile, and then it's all black and white. It's pretty intense. And then the California one is colorful, has flowers on it. I looked at it, I was like, huh, this feels very California, very California. So feel good about that. I'm smiling, I'm in a good stage of life. I'm sleeping well, I'm eating well, I'm spending a ton of time outside. I am someone that has experienced depression on and off for probably the past 10, 15 years. And being outside really, really, really helps alleviate any symptoms or any potential snowballs. And I've said this before, and I will say this again, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. So don't think that you need to be in this gorgeous warm climate to be experiencing the outdoors. I was doing this in New York, running in my puffer coat and layered socks and my Uniqlo Heattech. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes. I've been outside so much, and I think that's aiding to how delighted I feel right now in my life, because my spiral will happen quick. That's, I think, one of the reasons I hate being sick. If I get sick, that means I need to stay inside and I need to stay resting. The longer I'm inside, the worse I feel. Fresh air and I would say that for everybody. I don't think this is advice specific to me or a scenario specific to me, but if you've been feeling a little down on yourself, maybe you just need to make an effort to get some more fresh air. I also have a balcony, and I impulsively discarded some of the furniture because it wasn't well maintained, per me, it's my fault, and some of the cushions were getting dirty and moldy, so our balcony was sort of suffering for the last 2.5 months, and finally I got a lounge chair, some new cushions, it's arrived, and the balcony is a hangout spot again, and being able to be in my house but outside feels so good. One day I'll have a home of my own, and I'll have a big backyard, and there's going to be a pool, and there's going to be all these fun places to sit. My aunt Lisa, she has such an indoor-outdoor house, and I aspire to have that, where her living room and her back porch are about the same size. And her back porch is effectively an outdoor living room. It's covered. You have comfy couches, little tables, and there's an outdoor kitchen and a pool. And it makes you feel just as comfortable outside as you do inside. And I think that's why a lot of people struggle to hang out outdoors, because they just don't feel like they have their creature comforts. But if you can find a way to have your creature comforts while also being outside, I think it's the best case scenario, truly. So all good things on my end. Also, it's a new moon, and I feel electrified during the new moon. I don't pay attention to it too often, but during the full moon, I'm exhausted without fail. I will feel I need 10 and a half hours of sleep, and I won't know why, and then I'll find out it's a full moon. And I've always made the mental note of that. I'm also PMSing and on my period during that time anyway. And then the new moon, I'm alive and chipper. The way that I convinced 5 people to go on an evening walk with me, like, y'all are feeling energized too. Y'all are feeling energized. What else happened this weekend? Oh, I went to Charlie XCX's birthday. That was fun. It was at this venue in my neighborhood that randomly is where I had my birthday party this year. So if you had told me that the venue I picked for my birthday party in 2024 is the same venue that Charlie XCX chose for her birthday party, I guess I wouldn't be surprised, because there's not that many venues in LA, but still, I would have been confused. And I was confused, because that's a venue I go to often. And the way that the party felt like a typical night at that space, you just randomly had Lorde there, who's such a normal girly. Like, Sabrina Carpenter was there, and she's in her fancy updo, her blush, you know, dressed to the nines. I feel like she had 8-inch heels on. And then you see Lorde with just her little braided pigtails. I was like, that's just a girly. Where some celebrities look like celebrities, you know what I'm saying? She was just given, I'm here for my friend's birthday, which is so awesome. So they performed their song. Billie also performed her song with Charlie, because a guest remix just came out, which a couple of my friends are in the music video, which is sick. Also, Billie drove the bulldozer, which is so cool. Because in the music video, they're in a living room dancing, and then when it's Billie's turn on the song, she goes in to the living room while she bulldozes through the living room on a bulldozer. And she was saying that, like, she was actually getting lessons during the day and was doing that, which is so funny. And then Lorde, her remix with Charlie for Girl So Confusing. We had a little performances, and then the Dare, who has his little lyric in Guess, where send it to the Dare, yeah, I think he's with it. He was next to them while they were performing. It was fun, it was dancey. She looked like she was having the time of her life, which is what birthdays are about. And I went there after going to this other birthday party that was in a fairy house. I'm telling you, I'm reading the ACOTAR series. I'm on the 3rd book right now. And when I got to this house or apartment complex, I walked in and thought, this is where Feyre is living. This is where the characters in my book exist. What is going on? And as I was speaking to someone at the party about this and how I feel like we're in a little fairyland, they told me that the architect that does the storybooks for Disney, or who designs them, designed this apartment complex. There are so many options in this life, guys. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? No, but there are so many places to live and so many options. I never once thought, oh, I'm interested in apartments. I wonder if the guy who makes the fairy tales from Disney has designed an apartment complex. Blew my mind. So Saturday was fun. Sunday was a pool day, relaxing. I spent a good bit of my weekend reading, which felt nice. I'd finished A Promised Land by Barack Obama. It took me a few weeks to get that book finished because it's 700 plus pages, I believe. And I listened to it on Audible, which, if it's at 1 point speed, that's a 30-hour audiobook. And I was listening to it probably at 1.3, 1.4. Still, at least 20 to 25 hours did I spend listening to that. Granted, I have no qualms about Barack Obama speaking to me in my ear, Very nice. Hefty book, though. Tons of knowledge, because it's a memoir of his campaign trail to becoming a senator and then winning presidency. And then it's broken down during his terms and what each conflict was or major theme, whether it was the wars in the Middle East, the BP oil spill, climate change, the housing crisis, the Wall Street housing bubble. And then on top of that, from a personal level, discussing really sweet little stories about his, I don't remember if it was Malia or Sasha, but one of his daughters was playing basketball in a little rec league, and he and his friend were going to the games and they got super into it. So they started giving some little lessons to the team, and the other teams got jealous and were just like, that's unfair. And Barack's like, I'm just trying to coach my, I just want to be a part of my daughter's hobby, you know? But because he's the president, people were like, he can't do that. So he figured it was best to step away. And that made me a little sad. Not, you know, pros and cons. But he discusses his personal life. And then Michelle openly talks about how she would never do that to her family again. She's like, no, we don't need to be in the White House. Also, how crazy it must be for a black family to get to be in the office for the first time ever, where a lot of the staff at the White House, he was discussing how special it was for them to have someone like them in the White House. So that was sweet. I loved it. It's hefty. Consider it assigned reading, though. And then for fiction, I finished A Court of Thorns and Roses, which is a really popular book right now. And then the second one was called Mist and Fury. Forget which one I'm reading right now. The one I'm reading now is Pink. A Court of Wings and Ruin, which at this point, you spend the first book world building and then getting some storyline. Second book is continuation of that. By the third book, you know the world. So it may have taken me a few days to get through the first 100 pages of the first book, but it took me so little time. I sat down on my balcony yesterday morning and I got through 80 pages just like this. It's crazy how the less you have to think, the faster you can read. I mean, that makes perfect sense, actually. So forget I said that. Is it time? Should I take the other half of my ginger shot? I'm taking it quarters at a time. I did it. I finished it. Down the hatch. I would probably do so poorly on hot ones. Anyway, that's a little life update on me. I asked for your questions on Instagram, so I will get into those now and do a little advice session, a little Q&A. It'll be good. So let's get into it. But first, a word from today's sponsors. If you have hormone imbalance, clap your hands. A lot of us have it. You know, we're girls, we're learning more about hormone health every single day, every single year. And I love that we're finally getting this information because knowledge is power. And if this is something that's been on your mind, Happy Mammoth has a supplement called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony has been marketed initially to women going through menopause, but it is not just for women going through menopause. It supports hormone balance, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels. It promotes healthy weight loss, curbs carb cravings, improves sleep quality, helps with irritability, enhances the body's adaptation to stress, and supports mental function. It's free from gluten, dairy, soy, and sugar. It's non-GMO, and there is a 60-day money back guarantee. So for a limited time, if you want to get 15% off your entire first order, go to happymammoth.com and use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Lexi for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rabia Ahmed asked what to slide into a guy's DMs with. Easy. There's so many options. So many options. Okay. Respond to a story. You never need to go rogue like, hey, I think you're cute. No. Just respond to a story if he posts a view. Oh my God, that's gorgeous. Where is that? He posts food at a restaurant. Looks good to you? Same sort of question. You know the restaurant? Oh my God, I love it there. Have you tried blank dish? It's so good. You have to. He posts a milkshake. Oh my God, I was just there yesterday. Whatever commonality you have, if you know something that he's posting, if you're curious about something, easy, easy way. I always go for an action-based story, you know, like they're doing something, they're somewhere, as opposed to a selfie. Not that I follow that many guys that are posting selfies, but never shy away from a compliment. Men love a little compliment. Everybody loves a little compliment. Tatum Shiloh asked for my first kiss story. All right, it all takes place in my backyard, on the playground, in third grade. Oh my God, was I in second grade? I was in second grade. Wow, so he must have been in third grade. Okay. I think my next door neighbor and I had kissed before, maybe like a dare or something. But I remember he and I wanted to, I think I've always told the story as if it's in third grade, but in third grade, I didn't live next to him. So this doesn't matter to you. Second grade, third grade, either way, really young. But I wanted to be the first girl that I knew to make out with a guy. And so my next door neighbor and I made out in front of his little brother and our other next door neighbor on the other side of me. So we had witnesses. It was probably like 5 seconds long. But we did it. And we didn't do it because we were like, I guess I thought he was cute. I did think he was cute. And I think he thought I was cute. But I was definitely doing it with the motive to be like, look what I did. Oh, yeah. I'm an early bird. I don't even know. But shout out Thorpe. Love you. I haven't talked to him probably in 2 decades. And I loved his little brother. His little brother was my bestie. Shout out Tyler. That guy and I were like brother and sister. That was my best friend. My best friend. And we would go places with my parents and always pretend to be brother and sister, which is so strange because no brother and sister actually refers to each other as brother or sister, but we would be in Best Buy going, brother, where are you? Sister, I'm over here. Aww. Fond memories. That was my first kiss story. I'm Sophie Alley, asked how to take risks without fear. There's always going to be fear when taking a risk. That being said, you can always take a calculated risk, and that gives you a little peace of mind. I personally think that's what life's about. I think it's important to challenge yourself to do something that doesn't feel 100% guaranteed. Risk inherently involves fear, so you can't do anything without fear, but you can eliminate the amount of it. You can decrease it. To do that, it's knowledge. Knowledge is power. Jenna Ricciardi asked, what gets your creative juices flowing? Hanging out with new people, hanging out in new places, anything new, anything expanding my horizon gets my creative juices flowing. When I'm experiencing something for the first time, my eyes, ears, all my senses are far more alert than they are when I'm somewhere familiar. And the more alert and alive I am, the more creative I feel. Eliza Martin said, please talk about Charlie's Party. I think I'll talk about that during the Patreon episode. If you're new, the Patreon is where I will do an extra portion of the podcast every single week. And those are the more personal details. So if you want to hear about Charlie's Party, the ins and outs, the celebrity sightings, if that's of your interest, then you can listen to it on Patreon. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Chantel Miller asked how to deal with family arguments. Oh, good God. If I knew the answer to that, I would feel like an Olympian. I have no idea. Families are going to argue. People are people. Families sometimes are a group of people with the only thing in common is that they share a bloodline. So you have all these different personality types, which I also think that makes family really beautiful, where you learn to spend time with people that you might not otherwise. But because of that, people are going to get on each other's nerves. People are going to say things that spark emotions in others. I have had my fair share of arguments with my family. My family has had their fair share of arguments with me. I have witnessed my family have their fair share of arguments with each other. Not every family is functional. Everybody's just trying their best. Give people grace. The best advice I can give is to find a neutral position. If you're really upset with your mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, whoever, it's really heated. The emotions are high. If you can take the ones that you're really frustrated with and just get them into a neutral position of, this is who they are, this is who I am, this is why we clash, it's okay, it is what it is. We're all here on earth trying our best. It's not necessarily personal, though it feels incredibly personal, because you're like, this is my mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle. This is supposed to be my people. This is supposed to be my tribe. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is for a certain amount of time. That season ends, it recollects. Ultimately, if you can become neutral about it, you can love them and leave them alone. Revisit when it feels right. That's the best I can say. Tawny World. Wait, I think I follow you on TikTok, if I'm not mistaken. If not, I follow someone with a similar username. But what are your go-to scents? I love Mara. Is that how you... No. What's it called? Maya. It's this roll-on perfume oil, and it works with your own body chemistry. I love it. And I feel almost every time I wear it, I get a compliment. I love Hypnotic Poison by Dior. It's nutty. It's warm. There's a spice to it. It feels sexy. It feels wintry. Love it. And then I love Wood Sage and Sea Salt by Jo Malone. And the pear, I think it's pear like freesia something. If you look up Jo Malone pear, you'll find it. Those are my four faves. That being said, I also love Maison Margiela Replica perfumes. I wore By the Fireplace for a long time. That was back in 2017. It just reminds me of that time, so I don't wear it as much. I wore Beachwalk for a while, kind of over that for now. But they have a new one, Run It Through the Garden. It smells like fresh tomatoes, which sounds strange, but it feels really good for spring and summer. I really like it. I've never smelled anything like that as a perfume. I really run the gamut. If I had to say my favorite scents, though, I love something woody, something sandalwood, something musky. If I want something sweet, I would err towards vanilla. When it comes to fresh, I would rather something clean and salty leaning than fruity or floral. Julia Gravel asked for my favorite summer activity, the pool. I love a pool day. By and large, my favorite. Beach is great if you're on the beach. If you have a house that is beachfront, that's the best. But a pool has the convenience of being attached to a house. I guess a house pool day would be my preference. That's my favorite because you can run in, you can use the bathroom, you can freshen up. If you need a little shade, a little AC, you can get that. You want cold water, you can go to the fridge. It's just a lot more comfortable. I do love the beach. Pacific Ocean, though. It's so cold. So I'm not swimming in the ocean the same way I would on the East Coast or in Mexico. I don't know, maybe San Diego is a little bit warmer. But in LA, sort of still feels like a cold plunge, even in the dead of summer. Julia Gravel also asked for good movies I've seen recently. So I have the AMC Stubs subscription. So I've been seeing a good bit of movies recently. I liked Maxine a lot. I think that'd be a great movie to watch over Halloween. I also saw Kinds of Kindness. That was an entertaining... It's slow. It's long, but I liked it. Inside Out 2 was adorable. What else have I seen recently? Yeah, those are the three movies I've seen in the last month. I want to see Long Legs. Moon, Take Me to the Moon with Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. And then I started watching Apple's show, not Pure Intentions, Presumed Innocent, I believe is what it's called. It's with Jake Gyllenhaal. Presumed Innocent. Mm-hmm. I also was recommended Hacks. That's a TV show. You asked for movies. I gave you three movies. I'm so sorry for my rambling. That happens. Okay, I love my cow mug. Fun. Would love to know what your cow mug looks like. As for Leo New Moon thoughts, you know what? I'm going to admit a little secret to you. I, not individually, but as a collective, would have said, oftentimes, in the past, beating around the bush, that I don't like Leos. Sorry. Something shifted this year. I'm loving my Leos. I'm loving my Leos. I am delighted for the Leos having their season. I'm really gravitating towards them. I rarely gravitated towards Leos in the past. This year, something's different. Something is different. So I'm, A, loving this new moon. Didn't know it was in Leo. No, it's just, is that's not how it works. Like, the sun's in Leo, so sometimes is where the sun is, where the moon. I don't know. This is where my knowledge ends. I didn't, because can't you have like a Taurus new moon in Leo sun season? Like, is it, cut. Anyway, Selma O. Sterling asked, how do you journal? I heard someone use a term for it recently, and I didn't know that there was one for it. I have the nothing's off limits type of journal. The way that I journal is I carry it around with me until it's full. So my journal has my to-do list. My journal has my diary entries. My journal has tic-tac-toe and hangman that I'm playing with a friend at the park. My journal has a random number that I need to write down from a phone call about a bill. My journal has everything in it. Nothing is off limits. If I feel it's cute, some pages are messy, some pages are stupid, some pages are ignored. And then what I'll do if I get to the last page, I will look through the journal, and if there's any major open spaces, then I'll doodle in those. And then I mark the date on the end. So when I get a journal, so if I got a journal today, I would do August 2024. And then when I finished it, I would do September 2024 or whatever, you know? So then I will see that journal and I'll see that that was my journal for that chunk of time. That's always how I've done it for at least the last several years. When I was in school, I would have my agenda as my journal slash diary. And then after school ended, I've done it this way ever since. Max Greenhog asked, what type of person do you naturally gravitate towards? Oddly enough, the quiet person. I'm really intrigued by a closed book. And maybe that's because I lean more open. I acknowledge big personalities, but I'm always more curious about the quieter ones. I have a good bit of friends that have big personalities, but I also have a good bit of friends that would be quieter in a large group setting, and their personality only really comes out in more intimate settings. And that is who I gravitate towards oftentimes, oddly enough. Same thing with crushes. I don't go for, well, I'll go for who I'm physically attracted to, but sometimes I'm attracted to the shyer one. Sometimes, it depends, but a lot of times. How'd you get invited to Charlie's party? Who was at Charlie's party? What's it like being in the same circles as Charlie and Benny and Billy? How was Charlie XCX's party? So many. How was Charlie's birthday party? There were so many. How to give a real chance in dating? You are talking to the wrong girl. 2 years ago, I decided, let's give dating a chance. Let's really be intentional about it, or let's put ourselves out there. So 2 years ago, I went on a date every month just to get more practice because I was so scared of dates. Because anyone I'd ever been interested in the past was someone that I met through friends, or was it was someone that was a friend. So the idea of meeting someone in such a formal way, like, I'm interested in you romantically, or I'm here to see if I'm interested in you romantically, was terrifying to me for some reason. Still need to flesh that one out in therapy. Oddly enough, I never talk about dating in therapy. Hardly ever talked about crushes or romantic interests in therapy, to the point where my therapist was getting kind of concerned. She's like, do you want to talk about anyone that you're interested in? I was like, no, we have other fish we gotta fry. But we started to towards the end. But we've started to a little recently. But I went on dates every month and finally got that stress out of my body from the concept of a date. Now I could very easily go on a date and I don't have those same jitters. I mean, the jitters is putting it mildly. I was terrified, and I'm not a shy person. I'm not a scared person. I don't want to say fearless, but my God, the idea of going on a date to me scared me to death. I needed to be punched in the face before going. That's how it felt. So got the practice in my system, got the stress out of my system, and then last year dated a few people for maybe like 3-4 months at a time. I think one was maybe a little longer until I lost interest. And then this year, good Lord, I don't know what I've been doing this year. I don't know. Not a whole lot to write home about this year. Oh, but I did have this one crush. Was this last year that it finally came to a head where I could have fallen in love with this person. I could have fallen in love with them. And I think they knew that. I would say that I think they felt the same. I think they could if they let themselves. I think that could have happened for us. I think we could have fallen in love. And we're not even talking at all anymore. And I think I'm blocked on all the social medias. Probably for the best. Yeah, I was a little offended. Because I was like, oh, I definitely liked you as a friend too. I definitely could have easily just been his friend. That would have... Because we weren't even near... I have love for him. I'm not in love with him. I just knew that the love could turn into that. So what was the question? So how to give dating a real chance? I mean, can always start going on actual dates. People are always trying to date. There's a ton of people not trying to date, but there's a ton of people trying to date. Get that practice. When you see someone, you meet someone that you like enough, make a second date, make a third, make a fourth, until you become exclusive or decide to end things. But when it comes to dating, I have so little experience, so little. All my experience is from the ripe age of like 9. I was like, you, I want to make out with you. In 4th grade, I had a boyfriend from like 4th to 6th grade. And then I had a boyfriend for a year in 8th grade. And then I had a boyfriend for like 7 years throughout high school and after. And then after that, that's something swapped. I had my relationships, can you imagine dating someone for half of 4th grade, all of 5th grade, and like part of 6th? What? Hang on now. That's crazy. And then beyond that, it's not as linear. I actually am getting a lot of questions about Australia because I had mentioned that I really would love to go to Australia this winter. I've never been. Would love to go. Need to find a way to get there. You know, a purpose there. A friend to bring with me. Something of the sort. Let me find another question. Oh, this is really sweet. Eat Meal's weird illustration. No question, I just love hearing about your crazy fun life and your friends and even your flies. I got a couple DMs when I had spoken about my little fly infestation because I was feeling really insecure about talking about that. I was like, no, I can't just take people's time and talk to them about flies. I can talk about mundane things. I can talk about lighthearted fun things, sure. I'll waste your time with fun, but I don't want to waste your time with a disgusting, mildly traumatic experience of bugs in my house. But I got a couple DMs being like, no, I liked it. You're fine. I laughed. So thank you. Yeah. Any other questions? Oh, this is a question I've been loving and I wish I had a better answer. If you could participate in an Olympic sport, which would you do? Here's the thing. these are real athletes. So I even saw Tinks post a TikTok, and the premise was, if you had 4 years and were provided all of the resources, all of the funding, could take time off of your job, you didn't need to work, you could put your full focus and energy into training for an Olympic sport, which one would you choose? Maybe diving. Diving would be really fun because, you know, I love a pool. And I did gymnastics. This is so random. Did you know I did gymnastics for almost 9 years of my life? I have so many side quests that have amounted to nothing but a story that feels so far away from me that they feel like lies. Did you know that I also took flight lessons at the Santa Monica Airport? I was flying planes for a hot second. But I swam for so many years. I'm definitely athletic. Is there rock climbing in the Olympics? I also rode horses growing up. So maybe equestrian? I have no idea. Which one would you choose? I would love to know. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious which one and why. Why, as in because you think you'd be good at it? Why, because you're very curious about it? I'd love to know. So especially if you're watching on YouTube, that's that. Put that, and then also how to not get bit by mosquitoes. Let me know those hacks. And if you're a Patreon listener, I'll get into the Charlie birthday party. But if not, I want to wish you all well. Should we see if anyone left a review? Because I asked for this last week and I don't know if anyone did it. Have you done your homework? Let's check. GGirl99. Title, she's it. Listening to this podcast feels like sun on your skin. The comfort and joy Lexi's voice and presence brings never gets old. I love you. Thank you, GGirl99. Thank you. I don't like that my voice got high for that. Let me do that again. Thank you, GGirl99. So if you want your review read, if you want a little shout out, you can put your name. If you want something to be said, put it there. Give me a little review. I would love it. Oh, we have 777 ratings. Angel number. And I think 777 means good luck. Love that. What a high note to end on. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll talk to you here next week. If you're on the Patreon, we'll get into it in a second. But if not, talk to you later. XOXO, Lexi.